Congressman Tim Walberg. Congressman, how are you?
Good morning. I'm well. I'm an American, and that says it all, right?
Tell me about 9/11. Where were you? What were you doing and thinking as that day unfolded 10 years ago this coming Sunday?
I had just finished packing my luggage and was packing my brief case for a business trip to Atlanta, Georgia. And I got a call from my travel agent saying, have you been watching the TV? And I said, I hadn't. And she says, I don't think you're going to be flying anywhere today. And I turned the TV on, and there I saw the first plane already in the tower, and then just continued to watch until I saw the second. And it changed the course of history, changed our country, changed my life for the next several days, of course. But that's my recollection of it. And then watching the images, I don't think will ever leave the mind's eye of those of us who saw things like people jumping out of the windows because they had no other choice, and seeing those towers come down, and seeing the first responders, and seeing the terrified faces of people coming from those towers. And I think those will be etched on our minds forever, and the memory that we must prepare ourselves against that ever happening again, and do the things to make sure that our country is strong, sound, and safe is something we need to redouble our efforts to coming up with this 10th anniversary on Sunday.
Were you at the president's speech last night?
I sure was.
And what did you think when he said, I need $450 billion-plus dollars to create jobs while I'm going to decrease the taxes for those employers who pay Social Security taxes if they hire more workers?
Well, I sat there almost incredulous that we were looking forward to hearing some specifics for the first time. We've been asking for an alternative plan from both the Senate as well as the White House so we could negotiate with someone other than ourselves, having passed numerous solutions, I believe. Now, some may disagree that they're solutions, and that's the process of debating and negotiating, compromising in Congress, but we've not had that. So to hear him say things like it's paid for and then tell us that we had to find a way to pay for it with additional cuts when we had attempted to get additional cuts and cut cap and balance when we passed it the first time in Congress was a bit disconcerting as well as concerning for me that the president was leading through a campaign speech more than through specifics on how to get the job done.
And when we talk about that specifics, I remember the old Wendy's commercial, where's the beef?
and the old commercial that says, if we take this, I can't believe I ate the whole thing.
All right, Congressman, I know you've got some things to do. We're going to try and touch base with you next week when the details come out more about this. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Well, thank you for the time.